Lorelai Kinnean here at the Nikolai checkpoint with Lance Mackey. I saw you pulled up with a moose antler. Tell the story about that.
I was just cruising along and, you know, I like checking the scenery out and different things, and I've been across the burn enough times not to pay too much attention, so I was checking out everything, and I thought I'd seen this moose horn. Nah, it can't be. Somebody else would have picked it up, and sure enough, I stopped, and I looked back, and it was just the nub of it sticking out of the tussocks and a little bit of snow cover that I was surprised that somebody else didn't see it and pick it up. So I ran back right away and grabbed it. I wasn't going to leave that out there. Nice souvenir from the trail.
What do you plan to do with it?
I already packed it up on my return bag, and I'm sending it home. I love stuff like that, you know? So, yeah, I didn't have a problem packing the extra 20 pound or whatever.
So I heard you talk that you had a little bit of difficulty getting to Nikolai. Can you talk about some of the troubles that you've had so far?
The trail itself was a little challenging. From about the Buffalo camps to Salmon River, just with no snow, pretty tussocky. But leaving Roan, everything was fine. About 2 hours out, I had a couple of dogs just start looking kind of odd. Not really pulling, tail came in the air, and then, you know, half hour, 45 minutes later, they both started limping. So I'd slow down a little bit for that. And then almost on the heels of that, diarrhea, like, almost like turning on and off a light switch, which I thought was kind of odd because, like I said, they were 100% when I left Rome. And they still look good coming in, but we got them on metronidazole right now. The other two that were issues coming in, I'm sending home. In the past, I've nursed them along and managed to get them farther down the trail. Not these two particular dogs, but dogs in general. And I learned from the past that, you know, just let them go, send them home. You know, I'll leave here with 13 dogs probably and probably do better with those 13 than I will have, you know, if I take the other two and nurse them along. So it'll be a small team compared to the crew of guys that I'm running around. Everybody else got 15 or 16. But 13 is a lucky number for our family, so I'm not opposed to it. And I got to go with my gut, you know.
Now, going with your gut, you've been known to make some big moves in the past to get ahead and to move on to first place into Nome. What do you see the upcoming trail to be like for you?
Well, just the trail reports that we've had aren't. It doesn't sound like there's an opportunity at the moment to try to put some distance between anybody. So it'd probably backfire. You know, nobody's going to let anybody out of their sight for as long as possible. But if I choose to go from here to, you know, Don's Cabin, don't for a minute think that there won't be some others go from here to Don's Cabin. So I guess that kind of remains to be seen. I got to kind of look around and see what everybody's, doing, if they're just kind of waiting, holding back to see what I'm doing, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, because to me, from what I've seen the past few years, is that you set the pace in the middle of the race here. Is that something you're planning on doing again?
Yes, you may.
Well, I've done three different approaches, basically, and had three of the same outcome. So, you know I can mix it up a little bit and have an outcome about the same way. It's all about the dogs, though. I don't care how fast I want to get there. If the dogs ain't up for it, I can't do a damn thing about it. So we got to take the best care of them first. That's first and foremost. And I don't have a prediction. It's going to be a great race no matter what.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks in Western Alaska?
Visit Nikolai. It's a hospital place. Great food. And I'll see the villages up the way here soon.
Reporting in Nikolai, I'm Lorelai Kinnean.